Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech Nonsense is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone.
Merry Festmas, everybody, and welcome to Bagel Tech Nonsense, the show that is quite literally nonsense here on the Bagel Tech Network. My name's Christopher Woods. Yes, I've decided to move into civilization land down southeast area. I've given up on the Midlands completely. And joining me today, because let's be fair, he does nothing else, is a Joe DeMax. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Lee.
How the devil are you?
I'm just nervously waiting for you and... Oh, he didn't crop me. Okay, fine.
What? What has he done wrong now? Blame him for what?
This has been going on for months, this argument, oh, but that's fine.
Okay, do you need a hug? A Festmas hug? Do you need a Festmas hug?
Wasn't that, like, yesterday?
What, Festmas?
Yeah.
No, it's continual. In my mind, it goes on forever. And someone who might want to give you a hug is Russ. Hello, Russ.
Hello.
How the devil are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Drunk.
Are you keeping out of mischief? Pardon?
I'm absolutely. I'm at my wit's end.
Are you?
No, he's at the end of a bottle.
Would you like me to switch to my normal voice now?
That's fine.
Well, it's up to you. I quite enjoy
it. Hello there, sir. How are you?
I regret asking about this one. Can we go back to the previous voice? That was quite, you know,
hello festive. Hello there, sir. How are you?
Yeah, lovely. Very nice. What are you currently moistening your throat with currently?
I am currently moistening my throat, sir. With a Badger Golden Champion.
As one thus. Does.
Mm. Those of you watching the video version of this podcast can see it. It is wonderful.
That is a beautiful image there. It's very lovely indeed. Joseph, by the way, what are you currently... obviously, it's Coca-Cola, some sort of other soft beverage.
No, it's the stuff that tastes like dishwasher liquid from Asda.
Ah, PG tips. Okay, and Brian, what are you currently drinking?
Just water right now anyways, because I'm... getting ready to go for my family gathering coming up pretty soon here. So looking forward to some festivities this year, afternoon and evening for our Jesus Fest, as Joe likes to call it. Which is actually a good thing.
Yes, we are here to celebrate the birth of baby Jesus and other, you know, things and stuff and malarkey. That's why it's Merry Festmas. So what exciting things have you been doing, Brian? Both your multiple personalities, please.
Sure. Well, both my personalities have been crazy busy dealing with IT issues in the last week or so, or actually last month. Just a lot of people getting new computers and lots of new setups happening. So looks like next week's going to be a little quieter, which is going to be good anyways. Have a little downtime, which will be nice. But just in general, things have been going good. So... I'll say life's good, so thank you for asking, though.
That's okay. I love how IT specialists always seem to be complaining when they're busy. More systems have been installed. Damn them with our Ethernet cable. And go on.
If I may just interrupt for a second, unfortunately, one of my customers last week did have some data loss, and that's when I feel bad, and another one had a virus. So those are the kind of thing that gets me down, because obviously when it's like having somebody who has a house that get broken into, or, you know, and they get to have the guy who comes in and puts a new window in, it's well, or a car or whatever, and you know, you kind of hate to be that guy behind the tragedy, being like, because you get the person is upset and angry, or at least just distressed anyways, and it's never nice to be that guy who's got to come in and fix the situation after the fact, instead of being like, you know, putting a new house up with new windows or whatever, you know. So
but at the same time, let's be fair, we all laugh behind their backs anyway, so when they get caught out, when it's not us, we just go, phew. And joining us also, so a little bit of professionalism please, is Ewan.
There's no professionalism on this network. Don't you dare.
We're hoping. Now you're here.
Tonight, I'll be mostly drinking Dunkel. Left Dunkel. Yeah, it's gorgeous stuff. Oh. I've had four of these already. Okay. They're the size of a wine bottle. It's a scale. And it's beer.
What sort of percentage?
It doesn't say on the tin. That's the trouble. Oh, no, 6.5. The one I had earlier didn't say, but this one says 6.5, so... It tastes like barley wine a little bit, actually, so it's not...
I do enjoy how Joseph suddenly looked like he was looking outside, or from the outside in, of a letterbox there.
With a galaxy in it.
Little bit of a kind of slit thing going on.
Oh, Joe's made it snow. Look at that. God, Cam Twist isn't crap after all.
No, but let's be fair. He's not drinking.
No, that's true.
He's got nothing better to...
I can barely operate the damn thing sober.
So we've got stuff to talk about, obviously, of a festive theme, because let's be fair, it is Festmas. Ha-ha, hurrah. And the first one, I'm going to throw over to Joseph just to test out his GCSE skills.
Why do I deserve this?
You are going to GCSE English type lessons. You should be able to speak and read.
Right.
Maybe. Go on, dare you.
So this is the Irish people one, is it?
Donald Trump finally loses it. Yeah. You would think it may be his wig, but no. Please continue, Joseph.
Wow. Let's switch over to that. That's his wig, folks.
Is it?
Ouch.
It's not good. It's never been good.
No.
So, he's apparently... the author of the story starts off by saying that Donald Trump reminds him of the guy from North Korea that's dead.
Kim Jong-il the second.
Stories.
I admit, the youth of today, honestly. That guy that died, whatever. Yeah,
I mean, I admit he's got his eyes slightly closed in the picture, but he doesn't look an awful lot like Kim Jong-il. I mean, the colour of the hair
steady,
for a start.
Steady.
The suit. The fact that he's got a comb over and Kim Jong-il had a full head of hair when he died.
Was that actually his hair, though?
Well, this certainly isn't Donald Trump's.
Oh, so wait, he said he always had a great relationship with the blacks. Wow. Nice one, Donald.
Now, that could have been the blacks in his LCD television.
Yep.
Yeah. The higher the contrast ratio, the more voters you get.
Oh, yes.
I cannot believe for one second that Donald Trump, as a white multi-billionaire, has the least possible connection with the average black voter.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, the point is, too, don't forget that he's very much of a businessman, Donald Trump, here in the United States. And you think about what a lot of the people that are going to be voting, the black people in the United States here, do end up voting more Democrat. And Donald Trump's been more normally been associated around the Republican Party. But he's even talked about, I think it was this presidential campaign, having himself run on the presidential ticket on the Republican side. So I don't get exactly where he thinks that he'd be able to get pulled from the black people here in this country. It doesn't make any sense to me anyway. So
no,
that's my take on it. So
What's he worth these days?
Well, not a lot, I would have thought.
I don't know. I guess we'd have to Wikipedia that and figure that one out.
Okay, how many votes can he buy?
Ooh. Well, you can buy a lot of votes. Yeah, it's not a question. I mean, it's just a question of
the Kennedys proved that.
Yeah.
But let's be fair. We know that there's certain groups of society that are animal lovers. And I've always wondered where the original Lassie went. And now I'm just slowly but surely zooming in on this picture.
Oh, dude.
What?
That is Lassie. You've got that it in Lassie. One. Do you think do you think he wants us to follow him?
What, on Twitter or on Lassie?
Does he want us to follow him to the burning building?
That's Joe, you're supposed to be putting a picture up at this point, aren't you?
Oh, I was just amazed. I've been taken aback that you actually cropped me.
I've resized you, dude. See?
Who do you want the picture of?
Donald Trump. Donald Trump. We need a picture of Donald Trump up.
The guy who's drinking PG tips is not having issue whatsoever about anything. The rest of us who are kind of...
drinking.
Suddenly. See, there we go. There's Lassie. Oh,
it's Lassie. That is the colouring, dude.
That is beautiful, isn't it?
In fact, it's not far away from Skippy.
I was about to say, was that from the same TV company, or were the Aussies trying to do a cheaper version?
Well, they were using native animals as opposed to Shetland sheepdogs, which didn't apply there. So there is an interesting point in this article that halfway down it says the KKK would have a better chance of gaining the black vote.
And another one, which is
that's interesting.
Actually, right down below that, even he mentions that he thinks he'd actually be able to win union votes also. And I'd be surprised if that's the case, because usually he's like on the other side of the debate when it comes down to union. He's not labor. He's management. He's the epitome of management. He owns the company, you know. So what would he actually have that he would be having in relationship with any labor people? I don't get it.
But let's be fair, he just loves PR stuntage. And since this came up, he's just lapped it up. Specifically when it was all about the Apprentice over in America, because obviously they can't export Lord Sugar for some reason from the UK.
No. The Apprentice was started by Trump.
It was.
You are kidding.
Right. No. Yes. It's an American show.
Yes, it is.
It's Trump's show.
It's an American invention.
Yeah.
Well, it's just ruined Christmas for me now. Fine, that's it.
You thought sugar was the inventive... Sugar just copied everything that everyone else did, mate, and did it a bit better. That was it, and that's all that's happened here.
That is true.
Well...
Sugar
kind of made the horrible, plasticky, nasty version of what everyone else was making.
He copied an IBM PC.
Amstrad
cheaper.
Computers and Vigilant computers for that.
Well, that's why they had to change the name of Amstrad, because no one was buying them anymore.
Yeah.
And I can't see why Vigilant sounded any better.
I knew someone who had a Vigilant computer.
For 2 weeks.
No. It lasted a long time. He was very pleased with it. I don't understand why.
Can you see the blue collar guys flocking to Donald's hordes? We may have a title there. Flocking to Donald's hordes.
I really can't. I mean, I really feel there's other people that are on the hunt for the presidential campaign here that have a lot better chance of getting a blue collar vote than Donald Trump.
Well, like Barack Obama, for instance.
Well, Obama's not doing as well right now as he had been. I do feel like there's one or two maybe on the presidential side from the Republican Party that have potential. But I just don't really know if it's really something that's in the cards for Trump anyways.
Well,
the fact that his thing was he was talking about doing it, then he backed out. It sounded like he really didn't want to expose his information about what his actual net worth was and or what his... and what he was doing financially. So,
well, Joe's playing a little video here of some of Donald Trump's finer moments. It does. It needs some slow music to it. But I was going to say
it needs some violins, some piano, and Donald Trump. The date he was born to the date he finally
pegged it. You mean that's not Joe DeMax? I thought
this is the music.
Oh my God.
Garth Brooks, lovely. Now, the thing you've got to say, though, is he must have some kind of magnetism because his wife's pretty hot and he's had a string of them.
Well, that's because he has money.
Exactly.
Money. Thank you. Yes. No.
Money.
It's the money thing. Let's be honest about this, please.
Yeah.
I'm really strongly invasive about this deal. With the hair he has, there's no way with the hair he has that he'd be getting. He's got the height, though, but really it's the financial side of things that people love about him.
Well, he might have a big wallet, or he might have a big packet. You never know.
Big wallet.
I don't want to think about it.
Have you seen the Donald Trump lunchbox?
I don't want to see the Donald Trump lunchbox.
No, exactly. That's my point. I mean, maybe presumably if it's the money only, his wife don't either.
Let's be fair. It's all because he has the beautiful gerbil face. And that, look at those cheeks.
It could be a Cumberland sausage or a chipolata. We have no idea.
Moving on to breasts, everybody. Shall we talk about breasts? No.
That sounds like the best transition that we've had on Bagel Tech all year.
Well, mainly for the fact that, let's be fair, Donald Trump's face with those chubby gerbil face cheek type things and breasts, they kind of look similar, just without the nipples, I think, personally. Maybe that's just my own little private moment, gone a bit too far. Model arrested for trying to smuggle cocaine in breast butt implants, ladies and gentlemen.
Fantastic.
Breast and butt. She was
a double
smugger. Double smuggle.
Yes. Now, do we know if this is the French implants, PIP? Because then, obviously, she could then get them removed for free if she moves to Paris.
Is that how she was busted?
Busted. Oh, tear from eye. God, dear.
So she was at the security gate going, man, what a trip.
As you do, who doesn't? Let's be fair. A 33-year-old woman, yes, one with jiggly bits and stuff, was arrested by Italian police after she tried to smuggle more than 5 pounds. Count them: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of cocaine in her breast and buttock.
You guys have an excellent weekend, mate. You guys haven't read the chat room, have you? Tom wants to know if the ones in her ass were full of crack.
The quality of listeners and watchers of this show has really gone downhill now.
I'm sorry.
Merry Festmas, everybody.
God, I've just seen the comment on the article.
No.
The comment on the article? No picks, bummer. Damn.
Picked or it didn't happen.
Exactly.
They stopped her for
mock-ups if it did or it didn't happen.
They stopped her for questioning because she was so alluring and her story about why she was in South America just fell apart. And how would that lead you naturally to believing that her boobs and her ass are full of drugs?
Were they wonky?
Could be.
Were they wonky nipples? Were they lopsided somewhere?
Nip-nips.
Nip-nips. But the point is, really, okay, you've gone to South America, okay, going on a holiday, lovely. Suddenly, people in uniform want to flirt with her, and they want to get numbers and stuff, and how long are you going to be here for? And then suddenly, I know what you like. Let's have some handcuffed malarkey. Oh, isn't this sexy? Mm. Yeah.
I just saw this story and I thought it was interesting because there's a one of the soap operas, the novellas that they have on Spanish language television. It's based off of this same idea. It's the English translation is without breasts there is no paradise, and it's a Colombian novellas. They talk about basically the people who are doing this coming in from Colombia, smuggling cocaine actually in their breast implants. Which, I mean, to me, first off, it just seems nutty to me to actually go get two surgeries just to smuggle in just a small amount of drugs and everything. But then
drug dealing is very lucrative.
Yes, it is.
Really? Anything to get something across the line.
Dude, these are £5 breasts. This is not an insignificant amount.
But still.
This is not an insignificant package.
But still, I guess that wouldn't, you know, I was thinking maybe she got the idea from the from the novellas or something like that, or basically she was just one of those things they do and everything. But either way, I thought it was interesting tie-in to real life meets art or TV, I should say, anyway. So
chat room's back in again. They reckon this is explains the woman with the huge butt from a few weeks back.
There was a black lady who had a very large posterior.
Maybe she happened to be a man.
She's got some quick tire repair stuff that's made out of cocaine.
Yeah.
But do you think you would use like Velcro as a kind of like an attachment to put it in the breast and then Velcro down? Or would it be
They have surgery. Yep. They straight up have surgery.
Gun. Okay.
No. They straight up have surgery for the same thing. They go in surgery, local anesthetic. They put it in there within a quick amount of time. They're in and out. And then they'll go to the United States. And the idea basically being is that if they do get caught, though, I mean, you can tell by, you know, if you were to touch the area, of course, but then again, we have the whole entire anti-pat down thing going on here. You know, you don't want people touching people's breasts, which would be a bad thing. So,
but would they actually pick up on the naked body scanners?
That's a good question. The naked body scans would do it, but I don't know that it's a question if they.
Yeah. Apparently, she was talking to two female officers when they became suspicious because her story fell apart and they started to search it. And it does say they were fake breast implants, so I don't know if they were actually inside her or just inside a bra. But there's 250 grand's worth of cocaine in these.
Right.
So that's
nice haul.
I mean, even I she flew first class as a profit there.
Well, you think about it, basically, I mean, I guess there's that much money going into the deal. I mean, it definitely does make sense that people would do, for that much money, somebody's going to do a lot. You know, for certain parts of the world, people don't have that kind of money, and there's a question that they would be doing a lot to get that kind of case, to get a small portion of that stuff. So,
well, I think we're thinking about it a bit too extreme here. Let's bring it back down slightly. Okay. Just think of the back pain you'd be in just to deal with that kind of additional weight.
Well, maybe health and safety meant that's what the butt ones were doing. They were counterbalance.
Ah, it could be.
And they were actually, so maybe she's only going to be prosecuted for £125,000 worth because the other ones were only applied as a health and safety measure to counterbalance the one in the boobs.
So does that mean that she's wearing a high-vis vest as well?
Could be. And boots. Uh-huh. Metal boots.
You maybe try a practical experiment, Lee.
Maybe.
Practical experiment.
Yes.
Maybe the metal boots were what set off the alarm and...
Maybe.
I don't know if my mood...
see Lee hang around for a few months, seeing if he can carry that weight and not go without... without a bit of back pain.
Well, maybe. I have back pain already. Maybe it'll counterbalance, like Ewan is suggesting. I don't know.
Maybe.
There we go, Lee. Your mission for the start of next year is to walk around for a month with £5 breasts.
Excellent.
£5 breasts. Okay, let me just write a note about that.
You can fund the operation with the money you scammed out of your listeners.
is for next week's shows. Yeah, there's an idea.
Scammed? Sorry, I don't understand what you're saying, Joseph.
You know, you're vacationly.
My vacation, yes, where I was, you know, rudely interrupted, yes.
Yes.
Hmm. What about it?
I was just providing ways for you to pay for the operation, that's all.
Okay, all right. And so Ewan says he'll pay, right. I'm just writing notes. I'm just, you know.
No one's any of that money.
Oh, all right. Okay, right, fine. If you're going to be like that, then the experience.
None of us can afford breast implants. We just have to, you know, get bigger.
But if you could afford it,
natural breasts.
But if you could afford it, would you pay for your friend to have breasts, Russell? If your friend, right, his name is Bernard, right?
Bernard.
His name's Bernard.
My friend's name is, but I don't know anyone called Bernard. But please carry on. Your thesis is enticing.
Okay. You've won the lottery, okay?
Yes.
You have money. You've paid for the mortgage. You've done a few lines of of something. You're bored now, okay? You've done everything. You've played around with porn stars, etc. You're bored. You say to Bernard, "I will pay you X amount of money to have breast implants."
Wait, right. So is this so Bernard can get into drug dealing?
No, just out for fun, for 6 months.
Just out for fun.
Just for fun. You've won the Euro Millions. Would you do that?
Would I do that?
Would you do that?
It's got to be on the bucket list, doesn't it?
Well, yes. Well, it's got to be, as Ewan says, it's got to be on the bucket list. But why would you pay for one of your friends to have breast implants? It must be done.
Bernard is a man, right?
No.
Could be.
No.
Yes. Yes, Bernard's a man. How did you get that away? You're such a cunning young man, aren't you?
I don't see why he would want to partake in such an operation. That's all.
If he's getting $250,000 to have for a year or 6 months breasts implanted, surely I would say yes. We were talking about this at the pub last night. It was just like, would you do it?
There's been a bet. I think. Didn't either Alex Albrecht or Kevin Rose on Dignation have this bet?
It could be where
somebody was going to get breast implants for a year or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it came up in a conversation last night and it was like, would you, if you were Bernard, now let's put it another way.
You were allegedly talking about bonsai trees as well last night.
Yes.
Hey?
Man, with bonsai trees, they're brilliant.
Are we going to be able to publish this podcast in a minute?
Yes.
Hold on.
Activities with bonsai trees.
No, there's nothing wrong with bonsai trees.
They're small for a reason.
Spray them. Oh, dear.
Look, all I'm saying is that the bonsai tree was happy with everything that happened that evening. All right? It's between us and the bonsai tree. Okay? There is no lawsuit necessary. So all I'm saying, Russ, if you are now suddenly Bernard, would you then accept $250,000 to have breasts for 6 months a year?
Yes, but I do have the long hair. So I can disguise myself as a woman.
No, there's other things, dude, that would impede you there. It's not the hair, just alone.
Well, maybe.
You'd need a bit more than that.
I'm not the most attractive woman you've ever seen, but I'd use part of the money. If I was paid some of the money in advance, I would go to another country and, you know.
No, but no, maybe. You would have all the money up in advance. That's what I'm saying.
If I have all the money in advance, I'd go to a different country, and then I think we should
leave the story of Joan Russell Cluett alone.
Yes, let's
move on.
Just what? Because we're coming to you next, Ewan.
You can't open a Pandora's box like that and not
exactly. Fine. Exactly, we can open it and it's gone.
Right.
Okay, be like that.
I will.
What else? Go on in. It's only your show. It's on your network.
No. I'm just suggesting that I've had enough of thinking of Russ as a woman. It's just a picture I've got to scrape out of my mind before I go to sleep tonight.
He'll only be half a woman for at least half a year.
Doesn't want that in his head.
I don't want that in my head. Let's move on.
Okay, what would you want to talk about then, Ewan? Go on then.
No, it's your show. Go ahead. I'm just saying I've had enough of thinking of a woman.
The rest of the stories look pretty horrific.
Okay, Joe, would you put breasts in?
No, I would not take the...
Well, someone else is.
Well, you could... You could actually afford a proper mat.
Last night, I just... How drunk were you?
Frightfully drunk. Frightfully drunk. I honestly don't know how I got home last night.
You know.
Well, I mean, while we're on the subject of cocaine, have you guys spotted this other story about the cocaine guy?
Yes.
Which cocaine guy?
So these two guys are in a car, and there's a video. I don't know how the video's there and what it's doing there, but
let's see.
They've got Joe's going to play the video while we're talking about it. But this guy in Charleston, South Carolina, a guy's brother has died, and they've been caught on camera under surveillance.
All right,
and they realise they're about to get caught. So one brother has said to the other, I'm going to get life for this. I've got three strikes. You haven't. You're my little brother. You got to get me out of this.
You ready?
Eat the cocaine that I'm about to pull out of my butt. So he pulls the cocaine out of his butt, and his brother eats it, and his brother dies afterwards. But, I mean...
Now, we don't know...
That sounds horrible.
It's horrible, but I mean, you're sitting there with your brother, and your brother's going, look, dude, I'm going to get life unless you eat this cocaine that's been in my anus.
Why?
I don't want to watch him do it on video.
No.
We can stop it there. But
can we hear the audio of it at least? You know, if you don't want to see it, fine.
No, absolutely.
You know, fine.
If you love me, brother, you'd eat the cocaine from my butt.
Merry Festmas.
Anyone here with a brother?
Yes.
Yes, hello.
Right, those of you with a brother, just answer the question. If your brother had cocaine shoved up his backside and said he was going to go to jail for the rest of his life, would you eat the cocaine that had been in his anus?
Well, no. To be totally honest, if he was going to go to jail for cocaine for the rest of his life, I would probably say 20 years out in five. No.
The answer is no, because I know the way the legal system works in this country, at least in the United States anyways. Yeah. I don't see it necessarily being the case that he would be away for that. I mean, as long as people are saying forever, and it's not necessarily going to be the case anyways.
No.
And besides that, too, it's one of those things that I know this is not just... One point I will say about this definitely is no question of the fact that this is not the first time him and his brother have been together, and he knows the fact his brother is just up to no good, you know. And at a certain point, it's not like you write people off, and it's more of saying, look, you made this bit your bed about this situation here. I've tried to explain to you many, many times and not do the drugs. You say you're going to keep on doing them. You know, there's a certain point you say, look, it's the train's left the station, you know. It's like it's already happened, basically. It's on the track. It's going to do its thing. So,
yeah, you have it.
But there's many situations where it could have been avoided, let's say, in the past to get to that point. That's the point, I guess, comes up. So,
but if it was a very nice bar of chocolate, would you then go, actually, chocolate's illegal? It is actually. It's white chocolate. You know the difference.
You see, that's the key. Yeah. That's the key right there.
Okay.
You never eat brown chocolate out of someone else's butt.
Well, that's because
you can't pick it.
White chocolate, what happens if it's one of those chocolate bars with a little marble effect?
No, you don't touch it. No, but
it could be a very nice chocolate bar with
anything that hides. Anything that hides the natural stuff, no. Not a chance.
Okay.
Camouflage chocolate, don't eat it, people.
But surely there must be. How much money do we need to spend? Right, we've already sorted out the breasts.
Yeah.
How about munching out stuff out of other people's buttocks?
No, I think we should move on again.
This is getting very bad.
That's great. Sorry, I just
accepting.
No, just listeners, if you're into that kind of thing, there's films you can buy, and you can probably get them down through news groups.
There's also a website you can visit.
Oh,
dirtyboxes.net. You know, that's what we talk about all day.
.com, actually, probably.
Yeah.
You can find it at dirtyboxes.com. You can find the
information. Sure.
No.
Not .net. .net has the good information.
Yes.
Not really.
Good, funny, floppy is. Yeah. So, I'm disappointed now, Ewan, because you're this is how science is. You need to start these sort of evaluations, all these Bunsen burners and test tubes and stuff.
Who's going to be the control for that experiment?
Exactly.
Who wants to apply a Bunsen burner
to chocolate in someone's butt?
Look. Who said we're going to compare all that rubbish? You know, it could be just like a helix ruler, and then we can burn the ruler in the Bunsen burner.
Who wants to apply a helix ruler to that?
You still haven't sold it to me yet, Lee. No, I'm with Russ on this.
Burn or otherwise to that? I don't know.
So far, it's a Bunsen burner, a helix ruler. What have you got next? A protractor?
Oh!
Now you're
Oh, man, I went down to a halfpenny there. As soon as he said that.
Do we need this mic stand to apply to someone's...
Compass. Yeah, compass. That would be even worse.
I have this rather nice Los Angeles 5A drumstick here that we can use.
No, that's available on dirtyboxers.com as well.
Indeed. Some germaline here we can use. Never mind.
You've got to explain that away. Why have you got germaline by your computer? No, don't.
Because I use it as...
No,
it's... it's used on my hands when drumming.
Right. Any particular reason? Or at what point do you then add the germaline?
I play... This is very serious. I play with a rock covers band who are very loud...
Of course we're being serious.
Because I have to play so hard, I actually have to apply some germaline to my fingers occasionally.
But what does it do?
Very dry venues.
Very plausible.
Okay, so basically it's because you're getting sweaty and then it's chafing and it's drying and then it's cracking, etc.
No, it's actually something quite different. But it's halfway between sweat and the wood of the drumstick, and there's something horrible going on.
Mm. Bow wow. Anyway, sorry.
Good as that is. Should we do the last story? Let's do the last story.
Good.
Go on then.
What is the last story?
A 28-year-old Bible teacher. Bible teacher note. Slash hottie, the story does say. Heather N. Dodrill has found herself on the business end of the Louisiana justice system, having been arrested for inappropriate sexual contact with a 13-year-old boy.
Why are we even discussing this? This sounds bad.
They met at a Bible school, a summer camp thing, and she looks good. She does look good.
What is this? I need to view this.
She had inappropriate sexual contact with the boy on multiple occasions between June and October after picking him up from school without the parents' knowledge.
But what is appropriate? They're making us like inappropriate. Blah, blah, blah. So what is, you know, as a
appropriate sexual contact with a 13-year-old? I don't think that's what it means. No. Step away from that one as well.
Step away from the story.
you're suggesting that the words inappropriate sexual contact need a comparison. I don't think so.
I just think it should have its counterbalance. I just think that obviously there's Batman and the Joker. There is always going to be, you know, yin and yang. There must be, for it to be inappropriate, somehow have appropriate.
Well, I read the story.
Is she Batman or the Joker?
Well, she is quite fit.
She's poison ivy by the looks, so...
Oh.
I mean, the thing is, though, when I started reading the story, before I got to the 13-year-old bit, I got it in my head, you know, this is kind of like a bit of a story about nothing because it's like a 17-year-old and it hadn't quite got to 18, and you were going to say, lucky little git, but 13's a bit low.
Still, you can't still lucky little that, really, git, let's be fair.
No, you can't take the piss out of that one.
I'm jealous.
That kind of scars you for the rest of your life, or at least it has an impact on you for the rest of your life, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, right. I don't...
I do want to say this. This is definitely a story. It's an example here. We kind of get on these kind of like whatever things about. But, you know, it's like an example here where we have a lot more women now who are actually doing the teaching profession than men now. And so we're actually seeing the rise of these kind of stories come up, because generally speaking, in any profession, you're going to have a certain number of people that are bad apples, no matter what the situation is going to be. And so here gives an example here of somebody that obviously should not have been in that position and doing that job, but... There you go. So,
I've always assumed that paedophilia was actually something that was a bit more male domainish.
But see, that's what the feminists want you to believe. That's what the feminists want you to believe.
All over the place.
It's what the feminists want you to believe. They want to make you believe, actually, that it's only a male-dominated thing, when in fact, in this story shows, and we've shown many other stories on the Nonsense Show here too, about how it's been shown to actually be many times, there's been quite a few teachers and other people in authority positions who are female now, who are actually performing these acts. And so,
it's more likely you'll get stories like this about about female teachers doing God knows what and things like that that actually come to light.
But let's be fair, okay? If you let's not be fair. If you have it the other way around, of course, it's like this is both ways. It's evil, but it's like if the girl is the younger one, it's like doubly bad. It somehow morally feels like.
I don't think Louisiana agrees with you.
But when it's the boy who's the younger one, somehow we want to go, or that his kids are like, you've just done Mrs. What's-Her-Face. Wow.
Right, hang on a second. This is the charge sheet for young Miss Dodrill. She was arrested on the 28th of November. She's been charged with 4 counts of carnal knowledge of a juvenile, 8 counts... thank you. 8 counts of sexual battery, 3 counts of second-degree kidnapping, 1 count of contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile, and 1 count of indecent behaviour with a juvenile.
Wait a minute. There's one thing that kind of stands up there, and that's battery.
Battery's probable, definitely, I would have said. But, I mean, the others are probable as well from what the story's going on. But what I'm saying is Louisiana don't view this lightly. If you've got 12, 15, 16, 17 counts against this woman... And bond has been set at $47,000. So they're taking it seriously.
Battery generally means force, doesn't it?
No, batteries.
What do you mean beating up? Robbery, assault, and battery.
If you've got.
It's a very popular Genesis song.
Batteries, anything beyond a common touching. So if I was to push you out of the way so I could get past you, that would be a common touching. So that's not battery.
Yeah.
And
if you were to punch me out of the way, let's say.
Yeah, if the contact between us was inappropriate from normal everyday contact, and there is no threshold to it, that's not... If the judge looks at it and goes, this is not normal everyday contact, then that's a battery. If you believe that it's coming and you have apprehension of that contact, then that's an assault.
Right.
So that's the separation between the two. There you go. Sorry.
Crap. And of course, the other one is interesting to talk about kidnapping. I'm wondering exactly how she... What she ended up doing actually was considered kidnapping. I mean, did she force herself on him? And I mean, that's what they're trying to say.
Well, I reckon that's a de facto thing. She picked him up without the parents' knowledge. De facto.
I see. Basically, picked up in her car, basically, which therefore could be considered to be
kidnapping. He can't decide whether he wants to go or not. The parents have to decide, so therefore it's a de facto kidnapping.
Right.
And 3 counts of it. Let's be,
she's picked him up 3 times. So
yeah.
Even though she's dropped him back, apparently, with a smile on his face.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was saying earlier. It's like if it was the other way around, it seems more evil, but as it's the boy is the younger one, it seems like cheeky little bugger. You know what I mean? It just seems a bit dodgy.
There's always going to be that double standard between men and women as far as what it is, when it relates to actually, older, younger relations between the sexes. I mean, that just happens. I mean,
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying it just seems to be morally worse if it was a young girl instead of a young boy.
I don't know. I say basically either way, ultimately, we're talking about difference between adults and kids versus just kids together or adults together. Really, if it's just 2 kids together, look, if it was like a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old and sort of situation, and of course the situation maybe with the elder boy as an example, let's say, I wouldn't feel bad about that if it's a situation where it was mutually, they had a good time out of doing what they're doing. And it was just something the parents weren't around. Well, let's say, look, your parents, just seeing hypothetical, parents need to be more involved in basically making sure that they're talking to the kids about what's going on. But I this kind of story here bothers me because again, you're talking about something where you've had someone who is a position of authority who, has access here and, because of her position of authority, she actually has access. Otherwise, she wouldn't have been able to maybe talk him up or he wouldn't be able to do what happened anyway. So,
okay. Joseph, you're a boy. What would you feel if some nasty 28-year-old girlie looking like this came near you?
I'm not commenting on
Bible
story.
Camp or otherwise.
Really? Joe?
Well, Joe's of an age where... sexual contact between consenting adults is something that's legal. So exactly. It's not really a fair assumption. That's the wrong word.
Comparison, I think, is what you're looking for.
Yeah, maybe we should move on again. Jesus.
That's a fantastic episode title, that. Bagel Tech Nonsense, A Fair Consumption.
There's the title.
Time to go, is it? bombshell. Merry Festmas, everybody. Russ, how can we find you? If I want to stalk you, how do I do it?
You can find me on the Twitters at SFDrummer, or you can find my band website at dropkickbroadway.squarespace.com.
Oh, really? Are they affordable to hire for weddings?
No, not really. No. You can find my covers band at novaband.co.uk. They're affordable for weddings, bat mitzvahs, and all kinds of other stuff.
Oh, wow. Something to look forward to. Ryan.
Yes.
Ryan, how do we stalk you on the intertubes or otherwise?
Sure. The best way, probably, I guess, would probably be at BrianMonroe2583 on Twitters. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to Google Plus, you can plus me on plus Brian Monroe, Google Plus. Either way works fine. We're happy to communicate with people that way. So
lovely, lovely, lovely. Ewan, I always seem to forget. How do I get in contact with you, stalk you?
You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter or at Bagel Tech News on Twitter. Or you can also follow the rest of the network through the sponsors that we've forgotten to talk about. UK2.net, they've given us a fantastic year this year. Please support them. Go to BagelTechNews.com, use the click through, use the offer code BagelTech and get 15% off. Use the offer code BagelDNS and get your domain name registration, domain transfer fee back. They've supported us now for 3 years nearly, and we love them. They're superb. Please carry on supporting them.
Just a quick note about UK2. I've got a couple of clients hosted on UK2. They're very happy, and I have a number of domains hosted on UK2. It's a very good service. Everyone's happy. Use them. Use whatever promo codes Ewan wants you to use.
That is beautiful. And Joseph, is it legal to stalk you on the intertubes?
I've got a Twitter.
Have you? What's that?
Yeah. At Chodomax. And limesatkeynotes.com for all the illicit streams.
Which we don't do, of course, no.
Yeah. No.
Anyway, I've been Lee Brown. I'm going on holiday now because, quite frankly, I thought it started about 4 hours ago and it didn't. But yes, you can contact me, Lee at dirtyboxers.net. Of course, at dirtyboxers on the tweets. Dirtyboxers.net is the official website. Thanks for me being Chris. I've really enjoyed this. This is my early Christmas present, me being Christopher Woods. I love this.
Sounds
Ewan,
good.
Can I do this again?
Yeah, it's not my show. Do what you like.
Okay. Anyway, ta-ra, guys.
Switch to me. We're in fade to black.
Where's the fade?
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everyone.
Fade.
Joe, where's the fade?
Fade.
Joe, where's the fade?
Need to fade out.
What? How? Merry I don't know. Did you broken. Wirecast? Come on, fade me. Just cut to dead silence.